Welcome. The question I have for you today, how has trust changed for you over the past 6 months? Some of you might remember a story I told. I was on a Southwest Airlines flight. I was sitting next to this elder Filipino lady, and she told me her story. She was a single mom who raised all these kids. Like, three of her kids were doctors. They went to these incredible schools. She did it all by herself. And I asked how she managed to do that. And she said, perfect trust. And I asked, how do you achieve perfect trust? She said, keep practicing. And over these past 6 months, you've probably felt many moments where you came up against something really difficult. And in such moments, you can give in to the fear and the panic, the sense that life is falling apart, or you can take a breath and let trust guide you. It's two types of fuel that power us. One is the fear-based fuel. We all burn it sometimes. It takes a toll on your health, on your relationships, on your environment. It's just not sustainable. And the other is the trust-based fuel. It's less effort and more vibration. And let's talk about vibration, because sometimes that can be almost too spiritual. But in physics, there's a principle called resonant frequency. So if you take a pitchfork and you tune it to a certain frequency, and then in a completely opposite side of the room, you take another pitchfork and you tune it to the same frequency, you strike one of the pitchforks, the other one on the completely opposite side of the room will also begin to vibrate. And sometimes you vibrate at a low frequency. That's fear, anxiety. And you will establish resonant frequency with other people and situations vibrating at that frequency. Sometimes you vibrate at a high frequency, and that's trust, love, peace. And you will establish resonant frequency with other people and situations vibrating at that same frequency. I have this friend, really generous guy, does a lot of good in the community. And one time he was driving on the highway here in Arizona. He was going like 120 miles an hour, and this cop pulls him over. But the cop just gives him a warning. The other guy in the car was like, how the hell did you get away with that? But that's resonant frequency. A critical mass of high vibration will resonate with that in somebody else, whether it's a policeman, a stranger, a client. Not to say he should have been driving 120 miles an hour, but you get the point. So that elder Filipino lady I met on the plane who said it takes practice to choose trust over the lower vibration emotions and thoughts. It takes practice. And we come to meditation, and if we can finish each daily meditation and vibrate at a higher frequency than when we started each daily meditation, that's the practice. Tuning in to what makes you feel good. Now listen, for most of us, definitely me, we always have these thoughts and feelings coming through that don't make you feel good, that lower your vibration. So again, it takes practice to build and sustain a high vibration. It is one of the most powerful rewards of a consistent meditation practice. Keep trusting in what happens when you commit and practice beautiful words and beautiful thoughts and beautiful feelings. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Settle in. Take a deep breath. Tuning in. Beautiful words. Beautiful thoughts. Beautiful feelings. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. beautiful words, beautiful thoughts, beautiful feelings. If your attention wandered, beautiful words, beautiful thoughts, beautiful feelings. coming back to the moment? How has trust changed for you during these 6 months? As that one elder advised, to achieve perfect trust takes practice. And practice vibrating at a high frequency. It's not woo-woo spirituality, it's actually physics. The frequency at which you vibrate will allow you to resonate with other people and situations vibrating at that frequency. Meditation is where we practice, tuning in to what makes you feel good. Keep trusting in what happens when you commit and practice. Beautiful words, beautiful thoughts, beautiful feelings. See you tomorrow. Peace.